Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened marginally higher this morning from Friday's close at 20,228 on turnover of 5.9 billion NT. The market closed higher on Friday, even though it lost some momentum from gains made in previous sessions. Wall Street tapped fresh records overnight, led by big gains for chipmakers. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that Vice President-elect Xiaobi Kim visited the European Parliament at the invitation of lawmakers there last week. The statement comes as Xiao has been making low-key tours of the U.S. and Europe in recent weeks. According to the Foreign Ministry, Xiao was welcomed by the President of the European Parliament and the European Parliament's First Minister. Xiao is now the first Vice President-elect of Taiwan to have visited the European Parliament. Xiao also visited Lithuania, the Czech Republic, and Poland. The Taoyuan District Prosecutor's Office has detained a 43-year-old man wanted for firing several shots into a police station this past weekend. Police exchanged gunfire with the suspect as he fled the scene. One officer sustained a gunshot wound to his left shoulder. Police managed to arrest the suspect after stopping his vehicle and seized two handguns and a submachine gun. Authorities say the man was recently investigated for the illegal possession of firearms and a warrant had been issued for his arrest. Prosecutors say they are investigating how the man came into possession of the weapons. Meanwhile, four men accused of staging the Russia concert hall attack that killed more than 130 people have appeared before a Moscow court to face formal terrorism charges. Russian media had reported that the men were tortured during interrogation by the security services. According to the Associated Press, one appeared to be barely conscious during Sunday's hearing. A court statement says two of the suspects accepted their guilt after being charged in the preliminary hearing. The court formally charged the men with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths. The offense carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. The court ordered that the men, all of whom were citizens of Tajikistan, be held in pre-trial custody until May 22nd. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Japan are expected to announce a major security pact update when leaders from the two countries meet in Washington next month. That's according to the Financial Times. Reports expect it to be the biggest security upgrade in 60 years, as both countries look to counter China's military positioning in the region. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
The upgrades are expected to focus on America's military facilities and maneuverability of its 50,000 personnel in Japan. According to media reports, the plan would strengthen operational planning and military exercises between the two countries and is expected to be announced when U.S. President Joe Biden hosts Prime Minister Fumio Kishida for a state dinner on April 10. Japan is constitutionally restricted from having a military. The U.S. has lobbied Tokyo to amend the constitution and allow a strong military upgrade. Japan has instead been boosting its self-defense forces and is raising military funding from 1-2% of GDP by 2027. It's also recently confirmed the purchase of 400 Tomahawk missiles from the U.S. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.